Ghosty fam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Today we are talking to Zoe, our friend and patron, who is also a witch, a medium, a tarot card reader, and a teller of spooky tales. Megan, do you want to tell the people or warning them about today?
Sure do. As with a lot of our interviews, we don't really know what we're getting into today. So please check the show notes before listening if you are worried about any content, and then Amy will put the warnings in there. AP, can you tell us a little bit more about Zoe before we start?
Absolutely. Zoe has been a witch for over 14 years and has been doing tarot and other readings for the whole time. She is a mom of three, loves doing anything witchy or crafty. She's also been a patron of ours since the very early days, so an OG, if you will. We appreciate her, and we hope that you will all appreciate what she has to say and support her as well.
All right. It looks like she's in, so
there she is. Zoe, welcome.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome, Zoe.
I'm okay. I apologize for the crying baby in the background.
I bet Zoom won't even pick it up.
Is Rain upset? What's going on in his little baby world?
He's being a stink right now. Can you grab him for me, love? Yeah. I'm going to have to sit him on me if that's all right with you girls.
Yeah.
I will always say hi to the baby, so that's fine by me.
Oh, look at how tiny he is. The youngest member of our ghosty fam.
Hello, hi. Sweet boy.
Oh.
You getting those teethers coming?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Aw. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome. And
welcome.
We're so glad we could finally get this working. I know we had a lot of obstacles and things that we had to sort out on both ends, all ends, in order to make this happen. So I'm glad we could.
We're
in Minnesota, where all we have is downed trees and
storms lots of flooding. Yes.
Oh no.
Flooding and hot temperatures. Like, yep. It's been really kind of grody weather.
It's been a rough summer.
It has. I mean, I like that it hasn't been as hot. We've had a few bad days, but it hasn't been as hot.
Today
is a bad one.
Warm.
Feels like soup out there.
Well, we had like a week and a half of warm. And that was it.
Really?
Yeah. I was loading the car on my way home from my aunt's cabin and just walking around and putting stuff in my car, dripping sweat, just pouring off of me.
Mm-hmm. So Zoe is in Yorkshire, England, UK. Mm-hmm. So
is that's how you say it, right? Because I always want to say Yorkshire.
Some say Yorkshire, some say Yorkshire.
What do you say?
Where you come from, Yorkshire.
Okay, well then I'll say Yorkshire.
All right. So Zoe, do you want to tell the people a little bit about yourself other than what we told, which is just basically that you are a witch and do tarot and medium and that kind of stuff. But if you want to just give us a little bit more about who you are, what you do.
So basically I'm a mum of three. And I do a lot of witchy stuff. I do house cleanses, spiritual banishments. I can also do exorcisms, but I'm not fully licensed just yet to do those.
Oh wow.
I am studying to become a high priestess. Ooh. And I'm also studying some chaos magic at the moment as well. There's some deep diving into the chaos magic, put it like that. I try to incorporate as much witchcraft into my life as possible. And a lot of spiritual stuff as well. My kids join in with quite a few things. Usually the normal sort of holidays and stuff like that, they join in with them. Grace, my eldest daughter, she joins in with a lot of my spiritual cleansings and stuff like that because she enjoys doing that sort of thing. But yeah, I just your basic witch that likes to dabble in a bit of everything.
I love it. Well, one of the things I was going to ask you is your children. I was wondering if any of them have shown any abilities. I know you said that your son has seen a ghost, and you talked about that on one of our previous episodes.
Yes, both children have abilities. Randall, he is now 8. He can see, hear, and touch. He also has the ability to be able to touch something of a person that's passed along, and he can have a conversation with them and bring them forward.
Oh my goodness.
Grace, she is quite lucky, to be honest. She can hear, see, touch, and smell all of them. She's quite gifted in banishments. Basically, if she screams at something, it's gone and it ain't ever coming
back.
So she's quite, both of them are actually quite gifted, and we can't wait to see what this one's got.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. I didn't realize that they were had so many abilities.
Yeah. Randall, he also likes to play with pendulums. Mm-hmm. He's quite gifted with pendulums. My daughter, she also likes dowsing rods as well. They seem to work amazingly well with her. I can't get the hang of them because they're just, it's the smell of copper. I don't like the smell of it. So it's like, when they near me, I get a really bad smell of copper and I'm just like, nope, can't do it. I have to put them down.
Interesting. Huh. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the dowsing rods, that's basically just you hold them like this and they cross.
Yeah.
Or they go this way?
Yeah, yes and no. Cross for yes and no for going wide.
So you just ask a question and then wait for the answer?
But dowsing rods actually didn't used to be copper in some places in England. They used to be just sticks.
You know, really?
Like wooden sticks from trees. And they were originally used as a source to find water as well in some places.
That's what I've heard them used for. Yeah.
Are they still used for that, love? Some farmers use them as a way to source water for animals and stuff like that too.
Nice.
My partner just come out with that because he knows quite a bit as well.
Good. Does he have any abilities?
Yes, Daryl does actually have quite a few abilities, don't you, darling? He can see and talk to spirits. He also does demonic banishings. So like if there's a demon, you know, present in a place, he can get rid of it quite quickly. And he's got a few others, but he doesn't like talking about them because obviously it goes quite deep, dark.
Yeah, into, understandable.
Things, and he doesn't want to scare other people.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't talk about those, but me and him talk about them quite a lot because he's learned me quite a bit of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All in the family. That's exciting.
That is pretty cool.
I love it. It's great.
Just going to have a whole family business going on.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. It's kind of like the Partridge Family with ghosts.
Your one-stop shop.
You got to get a bus.
Perfect.
Paint the outside.
Just a mini
get a
bus.
Tambourine.
Yeah.
Just a bus.
But instead of a tambourine, machine. It could be like dowsing rods.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is Partridge Family meets Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Or Scooby-Doo.
I was thinking Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo. Well, we're like Sam and Dean Winchester from Supernatural.
That's true.
Yeah. That reminds me, I was telling Greg about, like, we were trying to decide how we wanted to move the podcast, if we're going to keep doing Dead Files episodes or not. And he goes, you should just do Supernatural episodes. You'll never get you know, caught up on those.
No,
it's like
honestly,
10 years, isn't it?
We should do Supernatural episodes because some of them episodes are absolutely amazing.
I know. I love that show. I think I only made it to like season 5. And then I started watching too many other things. But during the pandemic, I started watching and I watched
it
like 5 a day.
I want to like it, but I feel like it might scare me a bit.
It's a little scary.
Never watched it.
It's a little scary, Megan. you might need your big girl panties.
Oh, man. I usually wear the granny ones, so I'm going to have to change it up. My ex really liked Supernatural, so I would watch some episodes here and there with him. But it was really good. Like, I think the character development is really good. And
like, the first episode that I watched was with the Wendigo. And obviously, I have done a load of research into cryptids and folklore and stuff like that. And they got the representation of the Wendigo so well that I was even shocked. I was like, this is not possible. Like, who have they got on their team?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Did you listen to our episode where AP covered the Wendigo?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was good. Yeah.
I've caught up on all of the episodes now, which I'm quite happy about.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, I don't think there's very many podcasts that I'm all caught up on. It's hard, especially when we put them out every week, you know, it's hard to stay caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's been a task, but I've done it.
Well, we appreciate
it. Grateful. Yeah. Yes, we're grateful. And we want to also welcome any new people because we have noticed some, like every once in a while, we'll get a huge spike in downloads. And when I go look to see what's going on, it's one of every one. So someone comes in and downloads all 130 some episodes. And well, so we get a good spike.
Funny you should mention getting new viewers in and stuff like that. I'm part of a Norse pagan clan. Just recently joined it, and I told them that I was going on tonight to be with my friends on a ghost podcast. And they were like, "Ooh, what is it? What is it? We really want to download it. We want to listen. Let us know when the episode's out, and we'll download them all." And I'm like, "Wow, that would really be helping the girls."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, really, we would appreciate that. Thank you, Zoe.
That's great. It's Thank okay. you so much. Yeah. Well, this one won't be out for a while, but this one I think we decided would be out
in August, isn't it?
Yeah, August 29th. So it's a ways, but you can give them the link. I'll send it to you separately. Give you the link for the other one that you were on when you were on before.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Megan or AP, do you have any questions for Zoe before I go into anything else?
No.
Not really. We pretty much talk all the time. So yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask, what was your first paranormal experience, and how did you know like that was something weird or that you were special, that you had abilities?
Right. So this actually, it started happening to me after I had an accident. So I was 6 years old, and I'd ridden a horse. And the horse bucked up and bucked me off.
Oh, my God.
And I fell off and I bashed the back of my head. And I was like, I kind of like was dazed for a few moments. Mm-hmm. And I woke up. And like, when I woke up, the world was gray. And it wasn't like that beforehand for me. And I was like, well, this is weird. So I sort of like, you know, rubbed my eyes, got rid of it, like, was hoping, oh my gosh, that, you know, like, am I blind, or, you know, like going blind, losing my vision or something, and losing the coloration. And the coloration came back, and it took about 20 odd minutes. And I left it at that. I didn't think much of it at the time. But then where I was living at the time, we had like this backfield area, and my dad had told me that there was a girl on there that had been unfortunately unalived by her jealous boyfriend at the time, and it had been some years beforehand. All I kept hearing was like this moaning of someone being in pain, and I'm like, is someone like hurt in the backfield? So I went downstairs and told my dad, and my dad was like, oh no, it's just, you know, the cows in the field. And I'm like, but there is no cows in the field, there's horses don't make those noises. And he's like, there's just cows. And I'm like, I don't fully believe that there's cows. So I let it sort of like go out of my head. And then that night when I was going to bed, I heard this ungodly screaming, and I was like, what is that? Like, and I asked my mum, I said to my mum, I was like, did you hear that screaming? And she goes, yeah, I heard the screaming. My mum's got gifts too.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I was like, is it like foxes or nature or something? She went, no, it's the spirit of the girl that was unalived. And I was like, wait, what now?
Yeah, I love that. She's so nonchalant. Like, oh yeah, it's just the ghost.
And she's probably like, finally, you can hear it.
And she was like, oh, don't worry about it. We've got plenty around us. And I was like, what do you mean plenty around
us? Yeah, that doesn't help.
You'll work it out for yourself. Don't worry. And I'm like, great, thanks. I've been dropped into this whole like new world and like with this new ability, and I have no way of controlling it, no way of being able to turn it off. And like, I'm just coming up to my 13th birthday, which was quite funny. That was like after like my 8th and the horse accident and stuff like that. But it didn't start fully coming through till just before my 13th birthday, which I got told that most witches, their abilities start from the ages of 5 to 13. Mm-hmm. If you have like a slow growth in abilities, then you know you're going to be a natural witch. Now my abilities were slow as anything, like they were slower than a snail on a road. But like the worst paranormal experience for me, and being one that sticks in my full memory, is being on the bus going to school. And I had to catch a bus to go to secondary school, which is like high school for you guys. And we'd always go past this cemetery, and it was called Windhill Cemetery, and it was in a little town called Shipley. And this guy had always get on the bus, but he was like super like burnt and stuff like that. So I just thought, he's going for appointments and stuff. No. Well, I wasn't going for appointments at all. The dude was not here. He wasn't in the physical realm. And I kept seeing him. And at one point, he looks dead at me. And I'm like, oh, I've been found out. I've been found out. I'm scared right now. And he just looks at me and he goes, you can see me. You can hear me. I'm like, yes, please don't hurt me. And he's like, no. I need you to relay a message to my wife. And I was like, dude, she's dead. Like, this is not like, like, I'm sure she understands that you've passed on. And he goes, no. I need you to relay a message. So I wrote down everything that he was basically saying to me. And he just wanted to relay a message saying that his wedding ring was under the fridge. And that he'd never taken it off, and he didn't mean to have the argument before he'd left for work that day.
Oh.
He was in a bike accident.
Yeah.
And the bike basically had, I think the engine like must have like exploded because of all of the burns. Yeah, and stuff. And he'd passed from that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like so sad. Do I actually go up and find his wife? Like, do I do the hunting round for his wife, you know, and say to her, you know, you never meant for that to happen. Like, she's gonna think I'm bloody crazy.
His wife had passed also.
No.
He passed away. He wanted Zoe. So like, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Not Dead Yet, but this is like part of the premise where she sits down, she meets somebody, or she has to write the obituaries, but also has to like pass along some of those messages. Do something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured, but I thought you had said that she's dead. No, and so she I was said like, he's wait,
dead.
Okay.
He's dead.
Yeah. She's okay. Like, you're dead. Yeah. Okay.
So I ended up, after about 6 months of searching for this guy's wife, I found her. She was still living in the same house. I went up and knocked on the door. And you could imagine, you know, obviously a middle-aged woman opening the front door to a schoolgirl who was supposed to be in school at the time. I was not.
You rebel.
I know, but I had to do this.
And it's very important work.
Yes,
I basically said to her, I was like, I am so sorry. You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. And I can understand it if you want to slam the door in my face. But I really, really need to talk to you about Thomas. And she looked at me and she goes, I already know. I asked for a sign from him. I was like, yeah, well, could you tell him and not actually jump on the school bus? Like, in front of me every single day.
Yeah.
You know, like, and she's like, no, I've been asking for him to come through. And like, I've not been getting any messages or anything from him. Like, I'm well open to the spiritual world and spirituality and being open for messages. It's just he's never, ever, ever come across for me. And I was like, oh, I feel really sorry, but he's come across me and he's found me. And he wants you to know that his wedding ring's under the fridge. And he never meant to have an argument with you before he left for work. He regrets it very deeply. And she was like, I'm thankful for your message and I'll search for the ring. She contacted me because I left my contact details and I had to go to school, obviously. I didn't want to be too late or I'd be in detention.
Right.
And she ended up contacting me about 3 weeks later and she says, I found the ring, thank you.
Aww,
and she'd put the ring on a necklace and she's worn that necklace ever since. And I'm still in contact with her.
Oh, that's really? So sweet.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, that's good.
She's remarried now. But yeah, I actually was like so heartbroken when when Thomas basically told me his story. I was just, I had to do it. I had to pass the message on.
Yeah.
Do you wonder if that was in the, like, where you were on the bus, on the roads, if that was where the accident had taken place as to why it wasn't closer to his house or, you know, something like that, or that he's not in that area?
I think it was because he was buried in Windhill Cemetery. But I'm not too sure, obviously. Like, I didn't, as a coming up to 13-year-old girl, I didn't really research road accidents or anything like that. You know, I don't even know how long this person had been, you know, in the spirit world for. Like, I didn't know anything at the time because I was so young and I didn't bother researching into it.
Sure.
Like, now
of
I'm just like, I want to be in on this information. Like, when did this person die? How did they die? You know, like, is there a reason why they're still sticking around? Is there unfinished business or anything like that? And like, I'd have to know these details now because otherwise I'd just be like, I would be when I was, you know, before I was 13. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully that was his unfinished business and he can pass on. Yeah, good.
Yeah, he managed to pass over.
Good.
So you never saw him again after you had delivered the message?
I did see him one time afterwards and he said thank you.
Oh,
and then he sort of just faded to grey, which is how spirits have always sort of left me when they've crossed over. But it was like, oh, this is the thing I wanted to share with you ladies as well. The other night I had a dream. And in the dream, my great-grandma, who was somebody who I loved very dearly, and I fully believe that she was a closet witch and she had gifts because she always did weird things. Especially with eggs, because, like, I don't know if you've heard of egg cleansing, but she used to do those on me when I was little. And I always thought that was weird, you know, having an egg rolled all over my body and then, like, it cracked up and having it looked at. But basically, I had a dream. I had a dream of her, and she showed me her funeral. Now, I was at her funeral, and I was the only one crying at her funeral when obviously it was going through, and she was saying to me that she always loved how I'd cared about her and how, like, I'd always shown, you know, like, how grateful I was for her for being around and stuff like that. And I was just like, why are you showing me this, grandma? And she goes, you need to know that even though I never showed much attention towards you when you were little, I need you to know that I always loved you. And I needed to know, I needed you to know that you were always my favorite because you showed true emotion when everybody else was so passive. And like, not one person showed a piece of emotion at her funeral. Like, her own son was playing Tetris on his phone in the funeral. And I thought it was so rude.
Yeah.
And I like, I told him myself, I even tapped him, and I were only 11 at the time. And I tapped him and said, you know, you need to not be playing on your phone during your own mum's funeral. This is rude.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, get over yourself, get over yourself. But in the dream, she basically, you know, was thanking me for being who I am and stuff like that and staying true to myself.
That's really sweet.
And then afterwards, she was like, it's my time to go now. I've been here 20 years and I've held on for 20 years now in the spiritual world. I need to go. It's my time to fully pass over. And I woke up and I told Daryl about it. And I was like, I think she's gone. I don't feel the weight around her anymore. I don't feel like she's here no more. I think she's fully passed on to the other side. Mm-hmm. And Daryl goes, yeah, she has done. That was her last goodbye to you. And she was basically thanking you for being around and, you know, showing, you know, true emotion towards her and keeping her memory alive.
And that's really a nice message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh. Afterwards, I was like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, she's held on for that long.
Yeah.
And like, the only reason I realized it was 20 years is because my little sister is 20 today.
Uh-huh. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And she passed 6 months after my sister was born. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's really been that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. it was crazy, was that dream. But yeah, I wanted to share it on the podcast. I didn't want to like message
you
guys.
I know, I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
That's great.
So yeah, any more questions?
I'm curious more about, because this is something I just learned about you recently, that you do cleansings and getting rid of entities, and that I just heard the demon stuff you just mentioned today for the first time, as far as I can remember. So any stories that you want to tell us, anything about like how you do that or how you prepare for that, how you protect yourself?
And how do you get
really
into that?
About that?
Like, so, did you just wake up one day and you're like, I want to try this out? Is it something that you were like called to do?
No, actually, what was really funny is we were living in a property a long time ago, back in 2019 it was. Randall was only 3 years old, and he kept saying to me, Mummy, I see a hag, like a hag woman in my bedroom. And I'm like, okay, you know, like most people would have brushed that off. Like most parents would have brushed that off. Me, I was like, no, this is something, you know, that could be serious. And he kept saying to me, I keep getting dragged off my bed, Mummy. Like a woman keeps pulling my leg and she keeps trying to wake me up, and I'm like, this is not okay. I don't feel like this is right for my son to be going through this. And me and my partner Daryl were arguing constantly, like, and we noticed that there was like a thick air of negativity in the house. And I basically turned around and said, I need to research into doing like a house cleanse, like I need to learn how to get rid of this because it's not good. Like, I don't want this around. Like, I don't want it to negatively affect my three-year-old. And obviously, Grace was 6 months old at this point. So she just started crawling and stuff. So I researched into it and sort of, like, learned how to do it properly using the Archangel Michael's prayer and stuff like that. Because you can incorporate different religious prayers into cleansings and stuff. You don't have to just stick to one religion. But I used to St. Michael's prayer, and I said to Daryl, let's take the kids out for a walk whilst I've prayed over the property, you know, and we'll leave and come back in an hour and see if it's, you know, thingied, cleared out a little. We didn't need to leave the area like at all, because I left like part of the curtain open so I could see into the living room. All I saw was these white wings go past and this black thing go forward and like a tussle happened, and then it just disappeared.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, that's some weird stuff that's just gone on.
Yeah.
And we walked back in and all of the negativity had fully gone. And I'm like, wow, it actually worked. Like, I didn't think that, you know, doing that would have, like, potentially worked. I thought you'd have to do it, like, multiple times. But since then, I've used the St. Michael's Archangel's prayer. I even came up with my own prayer. as well to the old gods. I also did a prayer to Hecate as well, because I work closely with Hecate and Lilith and, you know, deities like that.
Sure.
And so basically, like, I have friends who have spiritual issues every so often, and they'll ring me up, they'll say to me, Zoe, we need another cleanse in the house. Can you come and, you know, sort it out for us? And I'll walk in, and as soon as I walk in, they've gone. I'm like,
they're like, here comes Zoe.
They're like, oh shit, we gotta go.
Pack your bags, go. Pack your bags and go.
This is serious.
Yep. I don't mess around when it comes to it, though, because I actually show anger when I'm doing the cleansing, because you can't like pussyfoot about. You've got to be in there. You've got to be direct. You know, you've got to show that, you know, you are the dominant figure. And it's even better if you know the spirit's name or the demon's name, because the you knowing their name gives you power over them. It gives you dominion over them. And it's just like, if I know that spirit's name, I'll just go straight in and I'll be like, I ain't messing about. Get out now. You ain't allowed to be here. Go. Like, I'm not having you messing about in here no more. Like, you're upsetting family. You're upsetting friends. Gone. Get gone. But usually it's a lot nastier than that.
Yeah.
And a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think it to look at me, but I'm just a ball of aggression.
The mom voice comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Summoning for me is just, who am I going to call up today? Do we want to work with some spirits or not?
Zoe, bright and dark.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break.
If you're a regular listener, you know we love our three spirit drinks.
They are the non-alcoholic spirit drinks that are taking the world by storm.
Three Spirit is a range of three distinct drinks, each with its own unique flavor and effect.
The Livener is a refreshing and invigorating drink that is perfect for starting your day or night.
The Social Elixir is a smooth and sophisticated drink that's perfect for sharing with friends.
And the Nightcap is a calming and relaxing drink that's perfect for winding down before bed.
All three drinks are made with plant-based ingredients and are free from alcohol, gluten, and sugar. They are also vegan and ethically sourced.
So, whether you're looking for a delicious and refreshing drink to enjoy on its own, or a sophisticated non-alcoholic alternative to cocktails, Three Spirit is the perfect choice for you.
Try Three Spirit today and discover the difference. Visit us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Cheers!
That was the best cheer. One yet.
Skip the shopping struggle. Get curated outfits picked by stylists who know your taste.
Hey everyone, AP here, and really wanted to talk to you about Wantable, which I love because I hate going to the store to try clothes on. I don't like being in the dressing rooms, the lighting's always bad, the mirrors aren't great. I'd rather try things on in the comfort of my own home. So I use Wantable to treat myself. Go in and select a style edit, have them send that to me, get surprised by the different items that might be in there. Some are outside my comfort zone, but it's funny how when I try those on, they end up being some of my most favorite items. I have a handful of items in my wardrobe right now that I have worn several times in the last couple months, and they're going to get continued use. Highly recommend you check out Wantable.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/Wantable. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style.
So oh, yes. What has been one of your most like interesting, not necessarily scary or crazy, but just like, well, that was weird, interactions with a spirit or a person who asked for a reading or something like that?
Ooh, actually, yeah, I do have one. I have two, actually. I have one with a spirit and one with a reading. So I sometimes do live events, like I'll go to different like spiritual churches and stuff like that. Sometimes it's not even a spiritual church, sometimes it's just like a little community hall and they want like tarot readings and stuff. This woman, she sat down and I thought, oh, she's just going to be easy to read. No, there's not much to it. Oh no, soon as she sat down, the energy around her just instantly jumped straight into my energetic field. And I felt so sick and so nauseous. And I was like, this is not right. There's something much, much more like deeper with this person. And I started, shuffling my cards, and the three cards that you necessarily don't always want to get in a reading came out, which is the Devil card, the Chariot card, and the Tower card. And I was like, oh, this is like, this is gonna be some reading. And she looked at me and she goes, what do you mean? I goes, well, I'm not gonna mess around and tell you it's all gonna be hunky dory, because it's not. Your life's about to be twisted upside down, back left and right again. You're going to struggle through this process, and it's not, and the people around you are not going to help. You're going to be pretty much on your own. But I need to tell you that you have a negative energy attached to you, and it's generationally attached as well. Like this has been passed from like mother to daughter to mother to
Wow.
daughter.
So literal like generational trauma
Trauma.
just being passed on.
Basically. And I said to her, there's ways that I can get rid of it for you. Like we can go into the back room now and I can do a cord cutting for you, and we can do a healing session if you would like to. I'm not charging you for these things at all. Like I will genuinely just do them out of the kindness of my own heart, because I can't see you going through life with these much longer, because it's not going to end up well. She goes to me, oh, I don't really believe in that sort of like, thing, but I'll do it anyways because you seem like a lovely person. I was like, oh, that's so sweet of you to say. So I took her back and I did the cord cutting and I did the generational trauma healing and stuff like that. And like she came out of it and she goes, do you know what? I actually feel a lot freer and a lot better than what I did walking in, because something kept telling me in my head, oh, this is going to go bad for you. This is going to go bad for you. This is not going to be all right. You're going to be worse off afterwards. And I goes, do you know what? You're not going to be worse off after this. Yes, you're going to struggle. Yes, you're going to have to cut ties with negative people in your life and stuff like that. But you need that to be able to spiritually move forward. Like you can't sit and like be in the same sort of like thing day in, day out. You need to move forward. Like you are being called to be pushed forward and propelled forward. You've got great things coming up, but you're being held back by the negativity that was connected to you, plus obviously that your own limitations as well. Like just go ahead and believe that you are actually and powerful enough to step forward in your own right. And she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And she went off and I've never seen her again. I don't even know what's gone on in her life. I don't know how she is or anything like that. But like it was just weird, the energy that came in with her, because it really affected me. And like when I mean affected me, it wiped all of my energy out, like completely. Like
It was
I
probably
was
sucking her
so drained.
energy and went to suck yours.
But what was even weirder was I was heavily pregnant with Rain at the time whilst I was doing this. And like I said to Daryl, when I come back home, I was like, I have just dealt with like the weirdest energy possible. Is there any way that you could sort of cleanse my energy so I'm not bringing that negativity fully into the house? He goes, yeah, sure. I'll go up and run you a bath and all of that lot and get you all sorted. He did me a spiritual cleansing bath, which was really lovely. And ever since then, I've been better from it, but it just whacked me out for a good 4 or 5 days. I just could not do anything that was like even witchy related. I'd pick my cards up and I'd be like, eh, no, don't want to do it. I'd have people messaging me for readings and they'd be like, can I get a reading? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing readings at the moment. And they're like, that's usually not like you, Zoe. And I'm like, usually I'm in for it. Like, but I just can't do it at the moment.
Wow.
I really think cutting all that generational trauma out of her life and giving the healing that she needed really sort of took the energy out of my
probably
body.
Century mm-hmm. old type mm-hmm. stuff. If it's got mm-hmm. that much connection, I mean, yeah. I've told all of you about, you know, me getting out of my own negative energy and that sort of stuff. But that's, that was just having to really focus and make a change. So every time, everything you were saying about all of that negative stuff, I'm like, yeah, I recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've had to cut my own negative trauma out of my life as well. I've had to do multiple cord cuttings on family members and mm-hmm. stuff like that because of the toxicity. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't speak to those family members no more. Like, and I'm better for it. I really mm-hmm. am. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so much more freeing.
mm-hmm.
It really yeah. is.
Boundary setting. Imagine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Boundaries are good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is especially definitely a crazy and unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zoe, you for a while before you were in the home you're now, you were moving around from place to place,
yep.
looking for a place to have your be your forever home. And for a while, we know you stayed in a former convent.
Yes, I did.
And you had a few experiences there. Do you want to tell us about those?
Oh yes, I have quite a few. So, when we moved in, I thought to myself, oh, with it being a convent, it'll be, you know, holy ground, sacred ground, there'll be no spiritual activity here, we'll be quite, you know, pleasant, and it'll be quite freeing. Oh no, mm-hmm. I thought wrong. And it wasn't like naturally like negative energy, there was like a couple of negative spirits in there, but they stayed to like the back of the convent. But like in our room, we would have had what we call the head sister's room when she was around. Oh, I bless you.
Was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
Oh,
So we would have had the head sister's room, and for some reason, that lady loved the hours of 3:30 and 4 in the morning to start shuffling around.
Oh,
and
come on.
Praying. And I'm there like, it's not enough that we're living in a building where all of the doors bang and people yeah. making noises and everything. That's getting woken up by a nun. Like,
yeah, you shuffle
now.
From like 8 to 9 or something.
Yeah, I'm like, come on now. Like, I'd just love it if like I could get a lion.
Yeah.
Oh no. So then at like 4:30 a.m. all I kept hearing was like this sort of like chanting prayer type mm-hmm. thing going on, and I'd only catch snippets of it. I'd never catch the full thing. But it always started with Hail Mary, Mother mm-hmm. of God. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, great, they're at it again. Do I never get any sleep
Come
in this place?
Can't you do this at noon?
Huh?
Yeah.
I know you do.
It was probably when they did their typical rituals, you know, because
yeah, it was
those days were very,
morning,
yep,
yeah.
very specific set of process throughout mm-hmm. the day, even starting at that 3:30, 4 o'clock yep. in the morning for some groups, dependent upon
I
what their jobs were within the convent as well.
I actually have a funny story there, Megan. You said I could never be a nun. I actually nearly did go in to be a nun before
really?
I met Daryl and before I had Randall. I had the intense urge because I used to work with a group of people called St. Pio's Friary, and they're the Franciscan monks and nuns, and I really, really, really loved what they were doing for the community, and I said to one of them, I'd love it if I could become a nun. And she goes, why don't you? Like, I think you'd be great at it. And I'm there like, don't know, you know, like, I'm just about to split up with my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, divorce is not really a good thing in your area.
That's true.
Catholicism. And she was like, yeah, but if you feel like you've got the calling, do it. And I was like, I don't know if I have the calling or not. And she's like, you'd be a great nun if you ever wanted to become one. And then I met Randall's dad, and I ended up having Randall, and I still carried on working with them whilst Randall was with me.
Mm-hmm.
I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And obviously, as you can tell, I never became a nun. I've gone on to have two more children since.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually nearly became a nun.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, you're still helping people doing what you're doing now, even though you're not a nun. I mean, obviously, you don't have to be a nun to be helpful.
No, you don't.
I have a question. So we talked about kids having abilities. So Jordan, for the past, 6-8 months, is telling me he sees ghosts everywhere. Mom, there's a ghost in my room. Mom, there's a ghost in the basement. Like, I sent the girls a clip, a video the other day of him standing at the bottom of the stairs and telling the ghost to go away because there's ghosts in the basement in his room. And I ask him about it, like, what do they look like? And how do you know if he's actually seeing ghosts, or if it's because he started watching Scooby-Doo? So how do you know if it's actual ghosts, or if he's just like taking it from Scooby-Doo or other, like, you know, children's Halloween? Because I ask him what they look like, and he just says like a ghost. So I don't know. Like, that's
it
not
could
helpful.
Be also down to his age as well, as to why he can't describe it, and limited vocabulary, obviously. So it's kind of a funny thing, and I'll take it from when Grace was tiny. Her first experience was of her great grandma Christine, which is Daryl's nana, and she said to me, there's a ghost lady that sits on my bed. And I'm like, oh, a ghost lady, what does she look like? And she goes, just a ghost lady. And I was like, okay, we'll roll with it for a while. You know, if this ghost lady does anything to harm you, just let mummy know. Mummy will get rid of her. As time went on, obviously, and her being able to vocalize, you know, what she could see and stuff like that, she'd start telling me stuff about the ghost lady. And I'd tell Daryl, and Daryl was like, well, that seems and sounds like my nan. And now, we're going through a thing with Grace about past lives. Like, she's talking about her past life that she lived with her grandma. And I'm there like, this is getting more interesting. But apparently her grandma had 5 children, and each child had 2 more children, and she had a baby too, and they lived in a mountain. Now, there's no mountains in Yorkshire.
Right.
And she says it's a very far away place. So I tried to show her, you know, pictures of mountains and stuff like that. I showed her the Appalachian Mountains. She goes, we lived there, mummy.
Ooh, scary.
In a cabin.
Ooh, that's scary.
I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Only because I know, obviously, what is on the Appalachian, you know, mountains and trails. I've done a lot of research into it. I know what goes on around there. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm glad that this is a past life and not now. I'm glad this is a past life.
I mean, it's only in parts of the Appalachians that could be that bad.
Yeah.
But those parts are scary.
Yeah. That's why there's some movies that are made about that, usually going through a specific state.
That I will never see. I will never see those movies.
I would just keep questioning Jordan about them.
Yeah. And that's what I do. And I just tell him, like, just tell the ghost, don't hurt me and leave me alone and go away.
Because unfortunately, every child from the ages that they are born to the age of 7 are a bright light for spirits. Like, they're basically, their aura and their light is so open and so vivid that spirits in the spiritual world can see them and they can come forward. This is why they have so many children having experiences from certain ages. And Also, obviously, if they're maturing and have spiritual gifts, they become an even brighter light. Mm-hmm. It's basically like a massive white light that surrounds them. For Grace, her light's more of a bluey orange light because she's dimmed herself down so she doesn't get too much communication, because obviously it stresses her out quite a bit. And her being autistic with ADHD, you know, it's hard for her to differentiate between reality and, you know, non-reality.
I was thinking about this earlier, but now you just said it again or brought it back to my attention about auras. And do you read auras? Are you able to see people's aura colors? Because I always try to like figure that out, but I've never been successful with figuring any of it out.
I can see people's auras. I can read them. Okay. I know that I can. So it's kind of funny. So if I'm in actual like physical, like within physical distance of touching, mm-hmm. I can sense if you're getting ill before you get ill. So like, you know how like some people say that people with cancer have a certain smell?
Mm-hmm.
It's like people have certain smells to me, not like bad smells, but like different sort of like things that are attached to them. I can smell them. Mm-hmm. Like if you're like depressed, depression has a smell. Anxiety has a smell, mm-hmm. You know. Suicidal thoughts have a smell as well, which is really weird because that's like a danky musky odor, mm-hmm. which is really, really weird. And I can pinpoint that on people. So it's like if you're like, as I'm saying, in physical distance of me, I can smell that. It's like my partner has diabetes. Mm-hmm. He's only just found out that recently he has it. Mm. And it's the type of diabetes that you can control with tablets and stuff. Mm-hmm. But his doctor wants him to do 6 months of basically monitoring his own blood sugar levels and sort of like seeing if he can manage it himself without the intervention of tablets, because Daryl does not like taking medication.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. He fully believes that like medication can really mess up people's systems. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that, and which obviously, you know, it can in some respects mess up your system. I told him he smelt really funny, mm-hmm. and he was like, "What do you mean, really funny?" And I was like, "Just like sort of really sugary and sort mm-hmm. of like almost too sweet to handle."
Yep.
Sort of smell, and he was like, "That's weird."
Well, that scent makes sense because if somebody, like, there are people who, the sugar is basically fervent at times and mm-hmm. they'll smell like they've been drinking alcohol,
mm-hmm.
but they're actually having a blood sugar issue.
Yep. So, like, I told him to sort of, like, look into it and stuff like that, which he did do. You know, it worked out to being diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay then. but like, yeah, it's weird with auras because some people have auras
mm-hmm.
and some people don't have auras. Like they'll have energetic fields, but they won't have any coloration to them. So I call it no aura, because I can't energetically see the colors that are in that person's energetic mm-hmm. field. And I've been told that my aura gives off a pinky yellow color and a blue sometimes, depending upon who I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other people give off wildly different colours. Like, Randall's aura is a golden aura. It's a gold colour.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl's aura is like a fuchsia colour.
Mm-hmm.
Grace's aura is always constantly red,
mm-hmm.
which I completely understand. And then, like, Rain... he gives off a light baby blue color. Yeah, auras for me was a big sort of like transition into learning. Because obviously you have to learn the different meanings behind each aura. So like a black aura, for instance, is like a negative person, like negativity, like pure negativity, no positivity whatsoever. A gold aura is purely positive. For me, obviously.
Can you train yourself to see auras, or is that just a gift that you have or you don't?
No, you can actually train yourself to see auras.
How would you go about doing that?
So what you have to do is sort of do some breathing relaxations, and then basically squint your eyes when you're looking at a person, and you'll start seeing like a blurry outline. Now, if that blurry outline starts giving color, that's the person's aura, and you're connecting with them energetically. You're opening yourself up to seeing that person's aura. That's how I first started to sort of like, you know, do it properly. And for me, that's always worked.
Yeah.
But now I just see auras off of people like they're an everyday thing. Like I'll, if like somebody's been negative, I'll just instantly see like a flash of black. And I'll be like, oh, not messing with you today. Or if I see like the blackness coming off of me, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just a little bit too out of touch at the moment and I need to reground myself and bring back the color that I was. But yeah, it's really cool on that.
Can you see them through the screen like this or?
Yes, actually. So with you, AP, you have a golden and blue aura, which is completely lovely to actually see. It's just meaning, you know, obviously you're making positive breakthroughs and stuff like that. Yes, you have struggled and you've had that little bit of negativity, but, you know, you've passed through that now. For Megan, you've got a blue aura, continually helping people and stuff like that and doing things that need to be done. And occasionally you can have a little bit of pink coming in as well, which is just like, you know, slightly anxiousness, just like that slight anxious feeling, like that whether tracks. Or not you're doing a good job or anything like that. Like that's that, just that little bit of doubt that comes in every so often. And for Amy, she has a really lovely purple aura, which purple aura for me means a calming nature, like a calming sense, just like the way that sort of like that she perceives the world is slightly different to most people.
That also tracks.
You know, and it's actually a really lovely purple color as well, which is really nice because one of my favorite colors is purple.
Me and too. That's my latest purple.
I get attracted to people's energy fields and stuff like that. That's why I really sort of wanted to get in with you ladies when like I first started listening to the podcast and that lot. I was like, oh my God, I really need to be friends with these guys because, you know, their energy is amazing and I want to be in on that.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, Zoe. Well,
we appreciate that you are friends with us and we are glad that happened.
Absolutely.
The new house that we're in, we have two we actually have three spirits. Daryl informed me of a little kid spirit that's in the house recently. I didn't know about the kid spirit at all. It did not, you know, like mentally come up in my field because I've been too busy. But the three spirits that are here, we've got a lovely old lady and a lovely old man. They were married together in this house. They passed within a year of each other. And they basically found each other in the afterlife and are still doing their day-to-day sort of business. But they fully interact with us, which is quite hilariously funny because the other morning I walked upstairs and like, we'd obviously been moving stuff from room to room and, like, we knew that none of us had, like, this sort of, like, old old-fashioned razor blade that goes into, like, you know, the shaver, the facial shavers.
Yep.
None of us have one of those because we're not old-fashioned. You know, we just use normal razors like it's everybody else does.
Yeah.
I said to Daryl, I was like, have you seen this before? And he goes, no. I was like, this was right outside Randall's room on the floor. And it wasn't left in a malicious way where he could hurt himself. Yeah. It was literally like just away from where he would have stepped, but enough for him to have noticed, but he wasn't up at that time. And I carried on like my business, and the old man came walking through, which he does usually. Mm-hmm. He comes in from the front bedroom and down the stairs. And I stopped and asked him. I was like, do you know anything about this razor blade? Because this looks like something you would have used. He goes, oh, yes, that was one of mine. I put it there because it was in an unsafe area in the kid's bedroom. And the kid hadn't realized. I was like, which kid? Because obviously, you know, it's either Grace or Randall, which, you know, which one was it? He goes, oh, the little girl. It was in her bedroom, but I put it outside the little boy's bedroom because I know he's got sense to watch his feet when he walks out of his room.
That is so sweet.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And well, how did it get in Grace's room, though? I mean, if you didn't bring it.
It was wedged in the floorboards.
Yep.
And obviously because we've been moving stuff around, we've not noticed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shook loose and come up.
Yep.
So it's actually quite good that it wasn't in her bedroom and it cut her or anything like that, because it would have really ended up hurting her badly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she could have walked on it.
Yeah.
Oof. Exactly. And the little old lady, she told me that she likes custard creams and a cup of tea, and he likes fig rolls. And I'm there like, that's kind of funny because I like custard creams and a cup of tea, and my partner likes fig rolls.
Interesting.
So I said to my partner, I was like, shall we just leave like a custard cream out and two cups of tea and a fig roll, so then they've got something on an evening?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, why don't we? And I'm like, yeah, I think that would be nice. And then he goes to me, did you know that there's a little kid in the house? I was like, well, there's three little kids in the house. Can you specify on which ones don't watch? And he's like, no, an extra child. I'm like, what extra child? He's like, oh, the child. I was like, what child? And he was like, there's a little kid that's running around. I don't know if they're a boy or a girl because I can't fully tell, but they've been messing with my computer wires. Because some of his computer's still upstairs in a bag. Mm-hmm. And our two know not to touch that bag because they know, you know, it's off limits. Do not touch. It's daddy's work stuff.
Right.
His wires were out of his bag one morning when he went in to go get something from that bag.
Yeah.
The bag was open and the wires were out, and the little kid was in the corner laughing about
it. What a stinker.
I'm like, ooh, what a little monkey. And he was like, the child thinks it's funny that the loft hatch that we've got is open and there's no like cover on it, which freaks me out because I have a thing about lofts. Do not like them. I've had bad experiences with lofts. He just thinks it's funny and he likes going up there. And I'm like, that'll explain the running around that I've been hearing every time I go upstairs. I'm thinking it's the neighbours. And then I'm like, hang on a minute, we don't have neighbours on one side, so how's that noise coming from that side?
Yeah.
It's not. It's that little kid running around up in the loft. I'm like,
what a stinker.
Oh, great. As long as they don't bother us, we're not bothered about them being in the house.
Right.
Because we always say that if you're a negative energy, you can't stay. You've got to go. But if you want to stay and you're a positive energy, you're more than welcome to live with us.
He's just a little bit of a trickster.
Yeah.
But yeah, quite a funny one because it keeps moving Grace's teddy bear because she's got a massive teddy bear, like it's bigger than she is, and she drags it around everywhere. I've seen it moving in her bedroom. I'm just like, all right, okay, you're playing, it's all good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know if I'd be that chill about it.
I'm quite chill about it because I know that they're not negative spirits, because you'd instantly be able to tell. Like, Daryl would be able to, like, point it out straight away as soon as anything negative comes in through the door. It's going to have a hard time trying to get in anyways because of the wards that I've put up around the house and the protection that's on there. And it don't want to get a squirty gun of holy water in its face, so good luck to it.
That's awesome. But I love it.
Any other questions?
No, I don't think so. We talked about the new house. We talked about the old house. I think we've got it all. I know we were going to do a reading, but I know if you were just going to pull one card for each of us, but I don't know if you want to still do that if you got the baby in your lap. Is that something you can still do?
I can still do that because I got my cards out. I got my cards out pre-ready. I even took my glasses off because a light was shining in my face and I didn't want to be able to not see properly.
Right. Okay, well, if you want to do that, that would be cool.
Yep. So I'll see what comes up. Just don't move, okay, baby?
No rolling off mom's lap.
Yeah.
Don't want an accident.
He's currently hid under my t-shirt.
He's got the boob. He's fine. He's living his best life.
He's perfectly okay. He's perfectly great.
Yeah.
Seeing what falls out, because I don't do what like most tarot readers do, where they pick from the pack. I just let them fall out because that's the message that you actually need to hear.
That's what I do when I'm shuffling them. I just shuffle until one of them goes flying, and that's all I use.
I used to do daily readings for myself, but I stopped because I was just like, why am I doing it for myself when I can pay somebody else to do it for me? I've still not found anybody else to do it for me.
Oh.
I kind of just wing it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm just like, oh, if I see three crows today, I know I'll be all right. I used to do magpies until I found out the magpie song was actually wrong. And it was actually about crows, not magpies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So as we've been told throughout childhood, it's one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told. Eight's a wish, nine's a kiss, ten's a bird you cannot miss. Magpie, it was never that. Somebody invented it and passed it along. It was actually about crows. If you see crows about, you're meant to do the song. And so that's why I always say, I do too. I always say, if I see three crows, it's going to be a good day. If I see less than two, then I know it's not going to be a brilliant day.
Yeah.
And I always see crows from leaving the front door to like going to the school gates. And I always make sure it's three. I'm just like, I'll scout around. If I only see one, I'm like, oh, please the other two turn up. Please the other two turn up. Because I did not want a bad day.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I don't see enough crows to be able to count any. I saw a crow in Scotland.
Are you counting crows now?
Counting? Is that why they called it that? Because they were counting for that
I don't know.
Rhyme? Is it?
Yeah.
Ask them. Send them a little IG message.
Yeah.
Hey, counting crows, did you name yourselves because of this?
They'd be like, weirdo, go away. It's fair.
Just waiting for the last card to come out. But let's see what I got. Which is for whom? Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, would you go away until the end of the show? Oh, it's all right. I've got my Auntie Leslie in my ear telling me that I need to stop messing with my cards and leaving them messy. It's like, come on, woman, I already know this. You don't need to tell me whilst I'm on air and make me look like a crazy person.
I was going to say, somebody must be like talking at you.
My ears always go itchy whenever one of the spirits is talking to me. It's like last night Daryl's granddad was talking to me and I'm just there like itching my ear and he's like, will you take your finger off your ear, I'm trying to talk to you, and I'm there like and death.
I can't
I'm
hear
not
you.
Listening to you. I'm not listening to you.
I didn't realize that was a symptom or whatever, letting you know that my ears itch like crazy. I don't know that anyone's trying to talk to me. I think it might be allergies, but it's a lot.
Yep. That you might actually have some abilities that you're not, that's not open, like straight away. But I can work on that if you do want to open them. I can help you. If you don't, that's cool. You know,
I would love to. Mm-hmm. We'll talk later.
Definitely. Right. Okay. So I will start with Megan. You've got the Seven of Coins. This is all about balancing your time. You need to do a lot more work for yourself and not for others. You need to take a rebalance of your life again. And don't be basically opening yourself up to other people and doing everything for everyone all the time. You need to put boundaries down now, because mm-hmm. otherwise people are going to walk all over you. And they're going to just take constantly. You need to balance yourself back out. You're energetically low as well, which means your vibrations are slightly lower than usual, which I can help you with that. It's perfectly okay. I'll message you about that later.
Perfect.
But yeah, the weird dreams that you've been having as well is all because of your energy fields as well. Because obviously with your energy fields being low, spirits can get in and can give you weird dreams. But yeah, just keep journaling those dreams and keep telling me about them, even though they might be weird and uncomfortable. Just let me know about them, obviously. Watch out for a woman, I think, that might be coming into your workplace. She'll be quite new. I don't know how soon that is, or if she's already in the workplace. If you've had anybody new recently, come around. Oh, okay, right. So this is to do with her, basically. Don't trust her.
Really?
She is. She's portraying that she's quite, you know, okay. She's really not.
Okay.
There is some negativity attached to her.
Oh.
And it's trying to seep into you. So whatever you do, stay away from her.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't take any of her shit.
Yeah, interesting. Because, yeah. She seems super nice.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
Always how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Just be very wary of her. Obviously, okay. and limit the interactions that you have with her, obviously, because the negativity can seep into you as well, and it can overtake your energetic field. And
wow.
How do you feel when you're around her? Like, do you feel sort of weirded out? Like, do you feel confused or anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, but I've also been honestly very glad that she's here, because my workload has been extremely high. And so I'm just grateful that she's here to take it. But I will definitely pay attention more now that when I'm around her, to how I feel.
Yeah. Just be very conscious of people around you and in your energy fields. And be very careful who you allow into your, you know, inner circle, basically. Just keep it very minimal for now.
Okay.
Until we can raise your vibration again.
It feels like Megan... Make sure that if you have anything that you've been working on at work that somebody could potentially take credit for, that you have your credit out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that is exactly as Zoe was saying, that it was like, ooh, it's like when that person is like, oh yeah, don't you love my idea?
Yes.
And then you're sitting there going, bitch, what?
That's my idea.
And
not yours.
But then it just looks petty if you go, well, no, that was my idea. Yeah. That was my work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Especially because there was a long time that you were doing that woman's job before she started.
Yes.
That they had you doing your job and her job until they hired her, which is what I saw. With Zoe saying that you were doing too much for other people and not enough for yourself.
What's that smell? Ah, Okay. Sorry. Daryl's put the oil incense. Not incense. You know the oil
diffuser.
Yeah, those ones. Yeah, he's just put one of those on, and I'm like, I can smell something. Oh my god, is someone trying to get through to me again?
Yeah. Is it a spirit?
Is there, oh, like, no, it's just an oil diffuser. The girls, like, who's trying to get through to me? It's not. It's okay. right. So right, Megan, you've had yours.
Yeah.
Hopefully that related to everything that you're going through right now. Yeah. Right. So, AP, mm-hmm. yours is the Eight of Wands.
Okay.
So, at the moment, you are being called to ground yourself a lot more and work on your trauma, obviously, which you have mm-hmm. been working through. You need to continuously work through that. Basically write down the stuff that you're feeling and don't sort of, like, you know, when you're feeling overwhelmed mm-hmm. and like you're just like dazed in that moment, write it down, because that's how you're going to get it away from you. Like, you need to basically ground yourself down, and then obviously ground your words down as well. That's why I always say journaling is a good way to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do that if you're not already doing that, obviously. But you need to start doing that. You're being called to do it, basically. Also, as well, I don't know if you've noticed that you can pick up things a lot easier about people. Yeah, your energetic field is widely open. Like, you have got some gifts coming into you that is going to take you to the next level spiritually wise.
Oh, cool.
Like, you're going to have a big spiritual download, and it's going to start with a headache. It's not nice.
All of my things start with headaches. So,
how will you know?
you'll feel a little dazed and feel like the timelines are slightly out of sync
okay.
with each other. So just watch out for that. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks to a month.
Okay.
But I am going to say this as well, because it's sticking out in my head. October is going to be a wild time for you.
Yeah. it's already like what I can see of what's planned in it is already wild.
Yeah. Not only that, you're going to have your first proper spiritual encounter, like, as in see and speak to the spirit. I can't see what the spirit is right now, because they are not revealing themselves to me at all. They're just like, nope, she needs to wait for that moment.
Okay.
And it's going to be after your birthday.
Okay.
I don't know if it's someone in your family that's passed on, or, like, I don't know, you just accidentally pick up a hitchhiker, as I call them. But okay. They're going to show themselves to you, and you're going to hear them properly. Like, okay. Instead of, like, the little static that you can sometimes get. Do you mm-hmm. get that quite
yep.
a lot?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. That's basically, that static's not going to be there no more. It's literally just going to be voices that you can hear fully and clearly.
Okay.
So just be ready for that. And if you do feel like it's too overwhelming for you, I can basically tune it out for you.
Okay.
I can help you with that. Yeah. I can help you sort of downgrade it quite a bit, so it just goes back to that static again, you know, so it makes life a lot easier, because not everybody wants to be in touch with the spirit world, and it can be very overwhelming and very stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't want 20 odd people, you know, all chattering in your ear all at once, and you're just like, can you shut up? Can you just be quiet?
Yeah.
Like, my head's gonna burst.
it's kind of interesting, everything that just that reconnect of, you know, saying need to ground. Today, yes. This morning, I was up at my aunt and uncle's cabin, and I took my paddleboard out, and I was out. There was no one else on the lake, and mm-hmm. it was just so calming. And it's mm-hmm. like the first time, I haven't done a lot of hiking this summer, which mm-hmm. is where I usually like reconnect myself. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents used to spend a lot of time up at the cabin, and actually some of their ashes we put into something that can biodegrade in the lake. And I swear, as I was coming back up to my aunt's cabin, that I saw them sitting up at the top.
Wow.
And then when I was putting stuff in my car, there was a cardinal feather stuck on the side of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were watching you.
Like so much. Like I just looked up at like this little seat that was there, and I was like, I think they're there.
Yeah, they were there. You saw them, which was That's really amazing. Nice. Also, do you find water is quite a calming thing for you? Like, do you feel more calm when you're touching water or you're in water or even surrounding water? Like, do you feel a lot more calmer from it?
Yeah.
Right. So one of your gifts may actually be power of water. So you might be able to heal people through water.
Okay.
No, I do that. I can do that. Like, I don't even have to be in the same room as the person or in the same time zone. If I tell you to be like in a shower or a bath or like have your hand in like a bucket of water or something, I can still connect to you through that source because I'm underwater as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a really weird gift to have.
That's cool.
but yeah, I can heal people through water. Like, I do it with Daryl quite a lot because he pulls his muscles a lot and he hurts himself quite a bit because obviously the diabetes, you know, it makes him stumble and fall and, you know. So I'll always tell him to get in the shower. And whilst he's in the shower, I'm downstairs and I'll have my hand under the water running and I'll just send all of my energy through the water. And that's how I can energetically heal him and it always helps.
I've done it
with other people too.
Yeah.
But I can teach you a little bit about that if you want, if you're interested. I'm more than happy to do that.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Right. So
Megan, that's also very on point for AP, I think. That's
I thought so. So, Amy, you have the Five of Coins.
Okay.
So I don't know if this person's going to come into your life or if they've just recently exited your life or like is going to end up exiting your life, but there is someone around you that is of negative qualities. They don't, they're not for you, they're against you.
Gee, I wonder who.
Who could that be?
Also, really want to point out that your dad is around you constantly and he's nagging at you. And I mean nagging at you. I'm not fully sure of what it is. I'll probably just connect to him later and see what that issue is. But he is like nagging. And I don't know if he used to do this in like when he was living, but he's like wringing his hands together, sort of like in like a worried sort of way. So he's worried about something and it's to do with whoever you've like recently had in your life or, you know, has had past dealings with in your life. But he's very worried about this, about what's gone on and stuff like that. But he's also happy that you're carrying on with the podcast as well. And he knows that there's been a lot of conversations of, you know, should we carry it on and stuff like that, obviously. Like, I know you girls have touched on it and told me and stuff like that. But, like, he's pointing out that he's still happy that it's still going. And, you know, it's a slow, it's a slow fan base. But you are getting there and it'll get better, you know, as it's going on. But
can you tell if he's ever, like, with us when we're recording?
Oh yes, he's constantly with you guys when you're recording. It's quite funny because he's walking behind Amy like continuously.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
I know. I should put my picture of him back there.
Also, AP, your grandfather that passed that I connected with the tummy issues.
Yeah.
He's with you right now. He stood where the blue screen is. He's watching. He thinks it's hilarious.
Hi, Grandpa. Warren with a Y.
And Megan, you know how we spoke about that little girl?
Yeah.
She's still with you.
Good.
She's not gone. She's there.
Good. I talk to her sometimes.
Yeah, she likes to play with Jordan quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's who he's seeing in his bedroom.
It could be, actually, yeah. She likes playing with these toys.
Okay. Does she like any specific toys that I should leave out for her?
Furby.
No.
Teddy Ruxpin.
No.
Just like any soft toy.
Okay.
And like books as well, because she likes books too. But yeah, she's not there to harm you, obviously. No. She just likes to observe and play. She just likes being there. Like, it's funny because obviously when I'm on video chats with you girls, it's just like I'll see like each screen, and I'm like individually I can see the spirit around, and I'm just
you
like,
are always welcome to say it to yes. Just yes, that's what's happening like, right now.
Point it out, Zoe, and I'm like, point it out, it always happens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, even when I'm not on with you girls, like, it's just like, you know, when you've done like episodes and that, uh-huh. And I've seen things, then I'm like, wait, that was Amy's dad. Oh my God. Like, he's peeped his head round, or he's walked past, or like, if his granddad's been in it, or the little girl that's attached to Megan's, like, you know, like, run along in the background. I'm just like, should I tell them? Like, should I let
yes,
them know?
You should. But like, yes, you can always tell us.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Well, thank you,
thank
Zoe.
You
that
so
was
much,
awesome.
Zoe.
That was
great. That was great. Awesome. Thank you for doing that. And we all have things to follow up with you on, it looks
yes.
like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you can all send me messages.
Yeah, and okay. Then, you know, we've got plenty of people who may want to reach out to you after hearing
right.
some of this or
yes.
just
yeah.
wanting to know a little bit more about themselves. What's the best way that they should reach out to you?
So on Instagram, I'm known as AubreyL67. On Facebook, I'm known as Zoe Sutcliffe because I took my partner's last name. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to use my maiden name any longer. I can do Zoom calls, obviously, so I can do my email address. Basically, I'm on all platforms. I'm even on TikTok.
I'll put all the links in the show notes if anybody wants to contact.
I passed a few over to you, didn't I, Amy?
Yep.
Yeah,
perfect.
I thought so. Because I couldn't remember that. And I was like,
yep, you did.
Yeah.
But everything will be in the show notes. So anybody can reach out to you. That would be great. Thank you so much
thank
for
you,
joining
Zoe.
Us,
yes,
Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe. We really appreciate it.
We'll talk. We'll do this again. This
for
was
sure.
a lot of fun.
I'm probably going to have some more stories because I'm due to go to the Devil's Tunnel sometime this week.
Oh, right.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take some videos as well that I'll send to you girls if I get anything.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know if I can't remember if I told you about this, but the pub that used to be there called the Blue Pig, mm-hmm. That's now been demolished. Like, there's no pub no more. And I walk across the ghost train tracks every single day after I've dropped the kids off at school.
Oh.
I still walk across there.
Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to more stories next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Zoe.
Bye.
Woo.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh. Next week, we'll be releasing a sideshow, but we haven't even recorded it yet. So I have no idea what we'll be talking about. But you can rest assured, it will include some silliness and some swears. So please join us next time. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
Hey, we are the girls from the Unfreaking Believable podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm author J.B. Kane, but you can call me Jen.
And I'm Jenny.
And twice a month, we will bring you guests, authors, actors, and everyday heroes who are going to share their moments with you that made a difference in their lives.
And it's all because of that one inciting incident. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. You can also follow us on Instagram or TikTok. And you can visit our website at www.ufbpodcast.com.
We believe that life is infinitely stranger than fiction, stranger than anything the mind can invent. You might even say, it's unfreaking believable.